Welcome back. Today we're doing one of the most small detail, big payoff techniques in Fast Jungle. Closed hat clusters. These are those quick little TSS bursts that make a 170-ish BPM beat feel urgent and alive. And the trick is, we're not just spamming fast notes, we're using short bursts as punctuation, like fills and energy ramps, while keeping the kick and snare in charge. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a clean 16-bar jungle loop around 174 BPM, with a dedicated closed hat cluster part that grooves, has velocity shape, stays controlled, and ducks out of the way when the kick and snare hit. Alright, let's set up. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. Now build a super basic drum foundation, because hat clusters work best when they're programmed around something. Add a drum rock with a kick and snare, or use an amen style break if you've got one ready. For a simple 1-bar loop, place the kick on beat 1, and put the snare on 2 and 4. Classic drum and bass backbeat. Here's a mindset that will help immediately. Hat clusters should answer the snare, or push into the next bar. If you place them randomly, they just sound like nervous tapping. If you place them with intention, it sounds like jungle. Next, choose your closed hat sound. You've got two beginner-friendly options. Option A is the classic, a sample. Create a new MIDI track, load a drum rack, and drop a closed hat sample onto a pad. Open Sampler on that pad. Put it in one-shot mode. Then shorten it so it's tight and clean. Set the decay somewhere around 80 to 140 milliseconds. If you hear a click, add a tiny fade out. Not a long fade, just enough to smooth the edge. Option B is synthesize a hat, which is amazing for consistent clusters. Load operator on a MIDI track. Set oscillator at annoyed white. Then shape the amp envelope. Attack at 0, decay around 70 to 120 milliseconds, sustain all the way down, and release somewhere around 20 to 60 milliseconds. After that, add auto filter and high pass at around 7 to 10 kHz with a little resonance, maybe 10 to 20%. This gives you that crisp hat tick without low frequency junk. Either way is valid. Samples tend to sound gritty and real. Synth hats sound controlled and consistent. For fast clusters, controlled is often easier to mix. Now let's program the core pattern. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip on your hat track. Step 1. Start with steady 16th notes across the bar. This is your timekeeping layer, the engine that makes it roll. Then we add clusters. And this is where a lot of beginners go wrong. So here's the rule. Clusters are bursts, not a constant state. Pick 2 or 3 moments in the bar where you want a little rush of energy. The most common jungle spots are just before the snare, right after the snare, and at the end of the bar leading into the next bar. So here's a practical example you can copy. Keep your 16THS running. Then add a small burst right after the snare on beat 2, like a quick 2-hit flam feeling. And add another burst near the very end of the bar, leading into the next bar, like 2 to 6 faster hits. In Ableton, set your grid to 1/32 in the MIDI editor. Then copy one of your hat notes and paste extra notes close together to create that 30-second note burst. Keep it short, 2 to 6 hits max. If you go beyond that constantly, it stops sounding like jungle detail and starts sounding like a zipper. Now, the difference maker, human feel. This is the part that turns MIDI notes into music. First, velocity. If every hat hit is the same velocity, your clusters won't sound fast. They'll sound stiff, like a stapler. So select just the cluster notes and shape the velocity. Here's a simple rule of thumb that works insanely well. Accent, ghost, ghost, medium accent. So for a 4-hit cluster, make the first hit the loudest, the middle hits quieter, and the last hit a little accent again. For example, you might do 110, then 90, then 70, then back up to around 95. That last medium accent helps the burst point forward, like it's pushing you into the next beat. Then timing. Keep your main 16THS fairly tight, but for some cluster notes, nudge a couple hits slightly late, just a few milliseconds, like 3 to 8 ms. Tiny moves. You're not trying to make it sloppy. You're trying to make it breathe. And if you want instant jungle swing, open the groove pool and try a swing like swing 16-65, but apply it lightly. Start with 10 to 25% strength. A little goes a long way at 174 BPM. Extra coach tip here, if your hats start to feel late after adding swing, keep the main hats grooved, but leave the last 1 or 2 notes of each cluster closer to the straight grid. That way the groove leans, but the burst still has that forward zip. Now, a really important mixing and arrangement trick that will save you frustration. Separate grid hats from cluster hats. Even if it's the exact same sample, duplicate the closed hat pad inside your drum rack. One pad is your steady hats, and the other pad is only for clusters.
Why?
Because you can give them different envelopes, different processing, different levels, and you can automate them without messing up your whole groove. On the cluster pad, tighten the envelope a little more than the main hat. Shorter decay, maybe just a touch. And if it becomes too clicky, add the tiniest bit more release so it still feels like a hat, not a mouse click. Now let's control harshness and keep things clean. On the hat track, or on the cluster chain if you separated them, add EQ8 first. High pass around 250 to 500 HC with a steep slope. Hats don't need that low stuff, and removing it clears space for the drums and bass. Then listen for harshness in the pain zone, usually 7 to 10 kHz. If it's aggressive, do a small dip, 2 to 4 dB, Q around 2, not too surgical. If it sounds metallic or boxy, check 2 to 4 kHz too. After EQ, add drum bus. Use it gently. Drive somewhere like 2 to 8%. Crunch it 0 to maybe 10%, but be careful. Hats get brittle fast. For transients, you can add a bit, like plus 5 to plus 20 for crispness. If the hats start poking your ear, pull it back or even go slightly negative. Alternative teacher tip, if drum bus transients feel spiky, try glue compressor instead with very light settings. A slightly slower attack lets the initial tick through, then a quick release keeps it tight. After that, add a little saturation for density. That often sounds smoother than cranking transients. If you want the hats audible at a lower fader level, add saturator after that. Turn on soft clip, and use just 1 to 3 dB of drive. You're not trying to distort it into fuzz. You're trying to make it read in the mix. Then add utility. For width, aim somewhere like 80 to 120%, but here's a stereo discipline trick. Keep clusters slightly under 100% width so they stay punchy and centered. Then let other textures like rides or shakers provide the width. This reduces fatigue and keeps your groove focused. Now, let's keep the kick and snare on the throne. Add a compressor to the hat track or the cluster track. Turn on sidechain. Choose the input as your kick and snare group, or just snare if that's where the biggest conflict is. Start with ratio 2 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 ms. Release 60 to 120 ms. Then lower the threshold until you see about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction when the kick or snare hits. The goal is subtle tucking, not big pumping, unless you want that exaggerated effect. Another huge coach note, treat the snare transient as a no-fly zone. A common beginner mistake isn't just loud hats. It's hats that land exactly on top of the snare with high velocity. If you want clusters around beat 2 or 4, put the hits just before, just after, or make any hit on the snare moment much quieter. When you protect the snare, the whole beat suddenly sounds more expensive. Now let's talk arrangement, because clusters are not just a loop trick. They're an arrangement tool. Think phrasing, not speed. At 174 BPM, you can place a ton of 32 NDS. But the musical impact comes from making each burst point to something. A snare, a bar line, a fill, a transition. A simple 16-bar plan looks like this. Bars 1 to 4. Basic 16THS, with only occasional tiny 2-hit clusters. Bars 5 to 8, slightly longer clusters, maybe 3 to 5 hits, especially near the end of bar 8. Bars 9 to 12, introduce a second timbre if you want, like a slightly different closed hat, or a quieter tick layer underneath for definition. Bars 13 to 16, make a ramp, clusters get a little more frequent, or you automate a filter to open up over the last 4 bars. Then right before the transition, mute the hats for the last quarter beat or last eighth note, so the next section slams harder. And here's a favorite jungle move, stutter to rest, make a quick burst, then deliberately leave a tiny gap, like a 1/16 or 1/32 of silence. That silence frames the next kick or snare, and the whole groove suddenly feels like it's breathing at high speed. If you want variation without adding more notes, try alternating rate clusters. First half of the burst is 32 NDS. Second half switches to 16THS, or the other way around. It feels like the rhythm is tumbling forward, but you're not actually filling every possible space. And if you want that classic did it motion, load 2 similar closed hats in the drum rack. Had a brighter and shorter hat be slightly darker and longer. Alternate them inside the cluster. Same timing, more movement, instantly less robotic. Quick mini practice, 15 minutes. Set tempo between 172 and 175. Program 1 bar, kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, 16th closed hats across the bar. Add 2 clusters, 1 right after the snare on 2 with 2 or 3 quick hits, and 1 at the end of the bar with 4 to 6 quick hits. Shape velocities, main hats around 60 to 85, cluster first hit around 95 to 110, middle hits lower, last hit medium high, add a simple chain, EQ8 with a high pass around 350 Hz, drum bus with transients around plus 10, and a sidechain compressor triggered from the snare, 2-to-1 ratio, aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Then duplicate that bar out to 8 bars, remove clusters in bars 4 and 8 to create contrast, and then add one bigger signature cluster at the end of bar 8 to signal a phrase change. Before we wrap up, common mistakes to watch for. 1. Too many clusters everywhere. If it's constant, it stops feeling special. Use clusters like seasoning. 2. No velocity variation. This is the number one beginner giveaway. 3. Harsh top end. Fast hats build fatigue fast. Use EQ, saturation, and envelope shaping to control it. 4. Fighting the snare transient. Protect the snare by leaving space, lowering velocity, or sidechaining. 5. Overwidening. Ultra-wide hats can smear the groove and make the beat feel less punchy. Recap. Closed hat clusters in fast jungle or short bursts, often 30-second note moments, used to add drive, momentum, and urgency. The magic comes from placement, like before or after the snare and at the end of bars, velocity shaping for human feel, tight processing like EQ and transient control, and sidechain so kick and snare stay huge. And the big musical idea, phrasing over speed. Your clusters should point to something. If you tell me whether you're building your drums from a break slice like the Amen, or from one shots in a drum rack, I can suggest a few classic cluster motifs with exact note placements that match the groove you're going for.